This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
But I just thought at some point, again, Mahomes is inevitable. You're right. If you keep him in the game, he's going to win it. If you capitalize on your opportunities and you go up by three scores or two scores or whatever, you're probably going to win the game. But you didn't do that. So, you know, I always talk about like you do or you don't. And there were so many opportunities in this game and they just fucking didn't. They just didn't. And at some point, and again, nobody's saying Kyle sucks. Nobody's saying anything like that. But at some point in a big game, Kyle has got to out-coach an Andy Reid, right? He's got to out-coach Steve Spagnuolo. If you're going to win a Super Bowl, it's fucking kind of things you have to do. He hasn't done it yet, man. You know, and I know he lost to Belichick. And again, he was part of a loss to Belichick, and he's lost to Reid and Spagnuolo twice, who are phenomenal. But if you are an elite of the elite, you got to beat one of these motherfuckers one time. You know? And I thought it was for him tonight. I really did not think he had a good game tonight. And I'm interested to see what people think. You know, I was a little bit on social. It was more just kind of tweeting my thoughts. I didn't read much on social media tonight. And I don't know where I'm going to be able to. But I am interested what people thought of Kyle.
Yeah.
I didn't think he had a good, I don't know what you think. I didn't think he had a good night.
Yeah, I went social media dark for the game because I just wanted to be present for the game. And I wanted to, I was super emotional during the Detroit Lions game. And I was like, I don't want to be that way during the Super Bowl. And so I went, again, I went social media dark and, you know, like I said, I don't know, maybe it was just, just being in the game and whatnot. I don't feel like Kyle was bad. In fact, I think he was better this game than he was in 2019. I think he stuck with the run longer than he did in 2019. And I respected that because I think that was going to be the way that they won this game. And I feel like Steve Wilkes came out with a really good game plan. And I feel like the defensive line showed up this game, better than they have, the previous two playoff games. And I feel like, again, the game plan was do not let Patrick Mahomes get out of the pocket. Do not let Patrick Mahomes beat you with his legs and make him make passes to guys who haven't necessarily proven that they can be playmakers this season outside of Travis Kelce. And again, in the first half, Travis Kelce had one target for 0 yards. And they came out in the second half and obviously they were able to get the ball to Kelce a little bit more. But again, I just don't feel like right now, 30 minutes after this game has ended or whatever, whenever we're recording this right now, I just don't feel like there's really anybody to point to be like, man, if this guy was better, the 49ers would have won. And ultimately it just came down to the fact that it's hard to argue that Patrick Mahomes isn't the greatest quarterback of all time at this point. You know, he's 28 years old. He's won 3 Super Bowls. He's only lost one. He's beaten, you know, he's beaten Kyle Shanahan twice now. And I don't know. It's just, like I said, he just feels inevitable at this point. And I don't know how you beat him. I don't know how you win Super Bowls if he's in it. I don't know at this point. And I want to give my flowers to Brock Purdy, who played a good game. I want to give my flowers to Juwan Jennings, who I think if the 49ers win this game, probably win Super Bowl MVP. as a player, as the second player in NFL history to throw for a touchdown and catch a touchdown, which the only other player is Nick Foles, who, you know, who beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. But I want to give my flowers to Steve Wilks, who I think had a really good game. It's hard to fault him for much of what happened in this game. I was far more concerned heading into this game for what the defense would be able to do against this Kansas City offense. And again, to hold them to what they were able to hold them to in regulation, I think is, again, something to give him flowers for. And I would assume that Steve Wilks will be back next year. I think if the 49ers lost this game and it was the defense that really shit the bed, then possibly he would have been out of a job. But I think he'll be back next year. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Here's where I'm going to disagree with you. Here's where you beat Patrick Mahomes. You don't go -8 on special teams. So again, they had opportunities.
Yeah.
In this game, what do I mean by -8? Well, you muff the punt, mm-hmm. goes off Luter's foot, and mm-hmm. whatever happened after that, Chiefs get mm-hmm. it and score a touchdown. You're -7 mm-hmm. points right there, and then you get an extra point block. You're -8 right there. There's your Super Bowl. There's your fucking championship. Special teams.
Yeah.
And you look at the Patriots. All those years, right? And the Patriots had a lot of luck and a lot of other teams missing opportunities, right? One thing the Patriots did, their fucking special teams were on lockdown every single year. And the Niners have been, whatever with special teams, right? You know, I know they drafted Moody High, but you know,
it certainly feels like Kyle doesn't give a shit about special teams. Absolutely.
Right. And you know what? Special teams might have cost them the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. And this is where I am with it. I always say you do or you don't. I thought the offense disappeared in stretches in this game, but when it mattered, well, again, they got a little help in overtime, but when it mattered, they scored points like they have in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I thought Purdy was again, you're talking a second year quarterback on the Super Bowl when it's Mahomes.
Right.
He had, you know, stretches where he couldn't do much, but he had a ton of pressure. There weren't guys open. I thought he played really well, this game.
Like no turnovers.
Coming out with one positive, your quarterback, your second year quarterback played really well in this game.
Yeah.
But your special team is bad. Your stars, whether they were neutralized or what the deal is, but Kittle had 2 catches for 4 yards. Debo had 11 targets and 3 catches. He had 30 something yards. Ayuk only had 3 catches. Juwan Jennings was phenomenal in this game. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he might have been the Super Bowl MVP if they won. Mm-hmm. I thought that the Niners, Mahomes is inevitable if you keep the door open for Mahomes. The Niners had a million chances to shut the door on him in this game, and they didn't. And that's where I'm heartbroken, but also as I'm going through my head, and again, Brian and I haven't had time to really sit and go over a day and research and prep. We're literally just coming. We the fucking game in half hour ago, whatever it was. So we're just kind of going off and talking here, but like going off of what I just saw, the 49ers kept handing the Chiefs little nuggets over and over and over. Here you go. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Like I knocked you down on the ground. Now I'm going to pick you up. I knocked you down again. Now let me pick you back up. That's what I thought it was in this game. And it's, I do want to talk about where the future is going to go in a little bit. That's the next thought I had, but for me, that was it. Yeah. Mahomes is great, but I saw Mahomes take advantage of the other team leaving the door open for him today. That's what I saw. I didn't see a quarterback dominating like Joe Montana did in 19, you know what I mean? In Super Bowl 24, we're like, fuck, we can't do anything. We're just getting our asses kicked. There's nothing we can do. I didn't see that. I saw a team just keep leaving breadcrumbs for him. And he just kept grabbing the breadcrumbs until he said, okay, you're going to keep leaving these for me. I'm just going to keep taking them. And at some point, the defense was tired enough. Were they going to do anything else?
Yeah.
And the offense, when they started to get going, you know, they didn't finish stuff and didn't capitalize and shot themselves in the foot enough where you gave Patrick too many opportunities. That's what I saw tonight.
Agreed, you know, and, you know, it certainly felt like in the first half, the 49ers showed that they were the better team. And we said that going in, the 49ers were the better team, but that the Chiefs had the better quarterback. And I feel like they showed that in the first half. And then the second half, you know, they came out and you know, it really felt like the offense lost its footing that it found in the first half. And largely that was because they went away from the run to start the second half. And, you know, we talked about this game, you know, if the 49ers won this game, it was going to be because Christian McCaffrey touched the ball 25 to 30 times and that didn't happen. And again, I don't know if that is, I don't know if that's because, you know, Brock Purdy was checking out of runs like Jimmy Garoppolo was in Super Bowl 54, or if Kyle Shanahan just wasn't calling runs because he anticipated the Chiefs loading the box and trying to stop it. But you know, this certainly felt like the best 49ers team that we've seen since 1994. And the fact that they didn't win the Super Bowl certainly feels like this was their best shot. And I don't know that they get back next year. And I don't know that they get back anytime soon, based on who they have to pay and who's getting older and all of that. But yeah, I mean, you went into the Super Bowl and ultimately your best player was Juwan Jennings. And the fact that your best player wasn't Christian McCaffrey or Deebo Samuel or George Kittle or Brandon Ayuk really, really hurts a little bit, because again, I don't know if that was just Steve Spagnuolo just taking Kyle Shanahan's lunch money and keeping those guys from beating him, or if it was, again, Kyle Shanahan outthinking himself. But again, the fact that if the 49ers won this game, the likely Super Bowl MVP was Juwan Jennings certainly makes it feel like the 49ers didn't come in with a game plan that was a winning game plan. And it just sucks